Amen. I just want to show us something very quickly in line with all the conversations that we've been having. Let's turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 7. Because of time, you can read verse 1 to 16 later, but I'll pick it from verse 17. And when he had entered a house away from the crowd, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. So he said to them, "Are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from outside cannot defile him? 19. Because it does not enter his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated, thus purifying all foods. 20. And he said, "What comes out of a man, that defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. 23. All these evil things come from within and defile a man." Hallelujah. So in the next few minutes, I just want to share with us on how God looks at defilement. You see, anything that will be strong, anything that is in our world today, anything that is apostolic must be pure. Hallelujah. And Jesus told us here, he began to say how defilement comes. And he gave us a list. And I found it very interesting that one of the things that can defile a person in the eyes of Jesus is foolishness in their heart. Many of us don't really consider foolishness as something that can defile someone. Now, what is foolishness? There are many ways you can look at that, but for the purpose of this, discussion, since Pastor told me on Sunday that I should just prepare that one of these morning sessions, and that thought just came, and I've been thinking about it, and I've been expanding it. You see, in all of our hearts, there are conversations that go on. And every time you allow those conversations to go on and you arrive at a wrong conclusion, it is termed as foolishness. For example, the Bible says the fool has said where? In his heart, that there is no God. When did he say it? What contemplation went on? What was the summary of that thinking? What that brought him to that conclusion? So Jesus says that defilement, foolishness is one of the things that can defile us. And when I talk, when I say defilement, I'm not just talking defilement as you know it. Pastor has been telling us that some things or some people don't appear before God. Amen. Some people, God doesn't reckon with some people. If we're going to stand before God, then this is something that we would have to look at. So foolishness. And then there are many things there, but I want to deal with one aspect in the few minutes that we have. You know, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. One of the ways, one of the major signs of foolishness is wrong words. Amen. There are some of us now, this glory time that we're having, today's day 11. With your words, you negate everything that has happened from day 1 to 11. And Jesus says you are a foolish person and you can't stand before God. So wrong words. Let me show you a scripture in Daniel. Let's go to Daniel chapter 10. See, people always talk about Prince of Persia and all of that. But this story is very interesting. Let me pick it from verse 12. The Bible says, okay, from verse 10. Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Look very closely at verse 12. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart, so we need to, there's a setting of heart that needs to go on, that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your what? Your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. Hallelujah. I have come because of your words. So this was the body of the conversation. Then just by the way, he now said, as I was coming, the Prince of Persia withstood me 21 days. But that's not the main text in that scripture. Daniel said, the angel said, from the very first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if this is making any sense to us at all. It's just so, because I just have 20 minutes. But where I picked it from was, Jesus was talking about defilement. And one of the things that would defile you is foolishness. And one of the ways to know a foolish person is the wrong use of words. You know, when we're looking at Revelation 12, Pastor began to tell us that, I don't know how many of us heard that. He says, we're not to contend in that place. It's the work of angels. But he says, your major work is how you live. How you live can provoke what is happening there. And that's what happened to Daniel. He says, that's a practical. He says, from the day you set your heart to understand, they took note of it in heaven, and that triggered a chain of events angelic reactions. And he says, I have come because of your words. What words are you releasing that is increasing the activity of angels in your space? Hallelujah. These are the things that defile people. That's the one I want to pick. Foolishness. Wrong words. In Isaiah 50 verse 4, you will love this scripture. The Bible says, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. The word tongue there speaks about, from the Hebrew, it talks about speech. It says the speech of him who is taught. That I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. I'm trusting God for us that in this 21 days you would pick up the skill in the name of Jesus. It is a skill in the spirit to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. So God has given us what? The tongue of the learned. Don't use your words to defile yourself. And remember, it begins with the conversations in your heart. You know what we call dialogue? What is dialogue? A conversation, Abi? It is not always between two people. There are many conversations that go on in the heart that defile people. And Jesus says that is where defilement comes from. So this scripture, I will encourage you to memorize it. The tongue of the learned. You know, we've always said in this house that one of the things going on in any revival is sorting out. So God is separating. Hallelujah. There is a distinction between the people of God and those that are not the people of God. And he says one of the ways you will know the people of God is that they are taught. The speech of him who is taught. Hallelujah. And this is a test that all of us must pass. Do you even know that this is how sometimes some people's anointing and spiritual power leaks out, no matter how God feels them? The wrong use of words. If you've not mastered words, you will always be defiled when you stand before God. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. Hallelujah. So words are so important. Let's see Colossians chapter 4, verse 5. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Yes, this is the scripture. Let your speech always be with what? Grace. Remember, we picked it from foolishness. And I'm showing you one of the practical signs of foolishness in the heart. It begins with what you are saying inside, then ultimately it will come out. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. And if your heart appreciates this, you will now begin to appreciate what Jesus said, that every idle word. Every what? Idle word that men shall speak. Can we go there? I think it's Matthew, is it 12? Every idle word that men shall speak, they will give account. That's the weight you have to put on words. The Bible says, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. Put value on your words. This is a revelation that you need to have. Spiritual people, it makes no sense spending all this time with Jesus and we're still speaking wrong words. But I say to you that for every idle word men will speak, they will give account in the day of judgment. Every idle word that men may speak. So there are idle words. What is an idle word? We don't have time to analyze it. We don't have time to analyze it fully. But it's a word that it's empty. It's careless. It's thoughtless. It's something you say when you have arrived at a wrong conclusion and you just release it and you go off. You know, sin is not first fornication or adultery. Sin literally means missing the mark. And there are many people that go off in this area. And once you are off, you're off. Everything you do after that is wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. So, from the heart comes all of those things that defile us. And I think it's interesting that that is the last one that is there, foolishness. So I want you to intentionally, or we want you to intentionally behave like Daniel. Set your heart to understand. Humble yourself. The angel said, I have come because of your words. Will angels come because of your words? Hallelujah. We read that for Daniel. That can be true. That can be true for you. I don't know if this is helping anybody. When you think purity, one of the elements that make up purity and make up holiness is the words that you, your meditation. No wonder the psalmist said in Psalm 19, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be what? Acceptable. It's not every meditation that is acceptable in God's sight, because those are conversations that people are having in their heart and they just arrive at all of these wrong conclusions. So let's learn to speak. Let's learn to speak right words. There are many scriptures I can share with you. Let me just share one more with you as we bring this to a close. This is just a short. Later on, as we have opportunity, we'll expand this. I think it's Proverbs 25. The scripture says, words fitly spoken are like apples of gold in settings of silver. I think it's Proverbs 25, but you can just help me. Yes. Proverbs 25, verse 11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. Hallelujah. So as we're enjoying this fellowship, let us add this to every other thing that we've been learning. You can't leave here and say wrong words. It will negate everything. Don't behave as if you have not been coming from day one by the things you are saying. Hallelujah. Whatever you see in your home, in your business, as you live here, please remember this short charge. Your words have the ability to defile you, and you won't stand in the presence of God. May God give all of us the tongue of the learned in the name of Jesus. That learned, I'm sure you know, it's not PhD. It's the walking of the Spirit. There is a way a child of God should speak. Amen. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless in prosperity, in adversity, there is a way that a child of God should speak. There is a way that a man of God, and man of God in this sense just means somebody that is from God. There is a way that they should speak. And look at that beautiful picture. It says that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. How many of us have weary people around us? Practically all of us. You shouldn't be weary because you've been in the presence of God. Hallelujah. So I don't expect that anybody here is weary. But we all have weary people around us. And we're saying that the hand of God can come on you. The Spirit of God can come on you. And he says you will know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. This is a very, very important lesson for us as we begin to grow in grace and as we begin to grow our various anointings. You would achieve more for Jesus this way than just speaking anyhow. I'm sure that God will bless us as we meditate on this, and another time we'll pick this up. God bless you.
Amen. That is a very important lesson Pastor Obi just shared with us. Without that lesson, everything you have received is like it's like pouring water inside a basket. That's a very important lesson. It's not just about what you receive. It's, can you retain it? Like, this is an important... In fact, Pastor Obi, you are going to prepare this message and you preach it tonight before Papa Ayo. You are going to preach it for about 40 minutes before Papa Ayo. This is a very serious... You know, there's a way you see scripture, I don't understand. I'm tired of you. I don't know how you see it. Out of all the big things in that scripture, is that foolishness his eyes saw. That's why you know this is not by power or by might. I tell you, how can he see that thing? And it's so profound. Because as I'm sitting there, I'm doing some study on it. And it's so profound. It is so profound. That word is what Pastor Obi explained it to be. I tell you, what he explained is what the Bible is actually saying. I would not have seen it. I will focus on fornication, adultery. But that's a serious word. It means recklessness. It means reckless, being reckless. That's what it means. It means recklessness. It means senselessness. From the original Hebrew translation, it means recklessness, senselessness. When you speak from your ego. Yeah, it means egotism. You know, it's your ego, no truth. It's just your ego. And that will cut you off from what God is doing. And there are myriads of scriptures. Do you know the first fall, the first rebellion is senselessness? It says, Satan said, I will exalt myself above the... He wanted to exalt himself above. Is that not a senseless thing? It's foolish talking. And the man lost his job, but the guy is forever lost. It's foolish talking. Foolish talking. God that created you. Eh? God that knows, that can celebrate your birthday. That knows the first day you appeared. You are not eternal. You now say that God, you want to be greater than him. That's, you are just speaking from your ego. You are not making sense. Absalom trying to take over David. Is it, see David, who were you all like David? Senseless talking. It's all over scripture. Was it Elijah or Elisha who prophesied and said, by this time, tomorrow, so will be sold for so. That guy said, even if God, is that not reckless speaking? That's reckless. He said, even if God will open the windows of heaven. That's reckless speaking. That's what defiled it. And he died. That one is not senseless. It's what? Reckless. When you just speak anyhow. You have to watch it too. It's a very, very serious stuff, Pastor Obi. Pastor Obi, you need to help me prepare this message, please. And help me preach it this night. Praise God. Look at 1 Samuel 25. Let me show you something there from verse 9. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal, according to all the words in the name of David, and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servant and said, who is David? Is that not very senseless and reckless talk? Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays that break away from their master. Hey, who David? See how somebody spoke. He says nowadays, awon mo kekere yen ta awon mo odo to ko ma kuro lodo oga won. Awon na wa nse man of God kiri. Awon one man church yi awon. All these children, where did they see all these children? All this. To David. And he was going to destroy himself for free. If you move to 23, thank God for his wife. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted, 23, she hasted and lighted off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, upon me, my Lord, upon me, let this iniquity be. What's the iniquity? Foolish talking. Foolishness is the iniquity. And let thy handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thy audience and hear the words of thy handmaid. Let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, fully is with him. That's what Pastor Obi is preaching. And I went to check the root meaning of Nabal. It means foolish. Yeah. And it was manifested in what? Talking. It's a very serious thing, Pastor. We'll be open to. As we're having 21 days, we're still going to say, 21 days. That unlocked by Jesus. Cut off from the supply already. Cut off. Don't talk anyhow. You need to calm down. Set your heart. Be holy in your heart. Don't be somebody who just jives. All these meetings every day. Also that. And you just use your hand to sign that you are not interested in the blessing. It's very important. And the thing is, aside from scripture, I've seen it happen. People talk themselves out of their inheritance. I've seen it. Whenever people lose something, I've always connected it to how careless they speak. That's why you must be careful of sarcasm, being sarcastic every time, trying to always be funny, and then there is no borderline. You don't talk what has sense. No sense. You just want to be a clown. And that's how your life will be. You have to make sure there is sense in what you are saying. Don't be reckless speaking. And so, see, neither filthiness nor foolish talking. He says, if you don't have anything to say, what should you say? Thank God. No, jesting, which are not convenient. It's causing you harm. It's not good for you. That's what it means. You have to be careful. Careful. We need to adjust this culture. Careless talking. Talking anyhow. Talking without edifying. We need to watch these things so that we will not exclude ourselves from what God is doing in our midst. Have you all heard that? So Pastor Obi will lay the emphasis again tonight before Papa Ayo comes. And then you have to all come early tonight so that we can have time, you know, to do everything God will have us do. All right, God bless you, friends. All right, have a great day. Good morning.